Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
You know, I was almost scammed this week. To the tune of $3,050. Almost happened. Could have happened. But no, I was smart. Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. I'm your chief geek. Let us go. You know, we used to call this show Home and Garden Radio, and we talked about home stuff. And we went back to Ask the Garden Geek, but I'm going to do a little home stuff. Just for the sake. I'm going to do a little home stuff. So it's 95 degrees here in West Central Florida where I live. Yes, 95 is the new 73 here. And, I mean, it is hot. It is sticky. It is wet. And it's just bleh outside. It truly is. It is just absolutely sticky. Well, guess what happened on Sunday? Monday. It happened on Monday. Monday, I wake up and it's warm in the house. I said, what's going on? You know, and I woke up real early. I woke up at like 5 instead of, I usually wake up at about 6:15. But I woke up at 5 and I'm like sweating. And I walk out and the AC says it's 84 degrees in the house. I said, what's up with that? And I go and I stick my hand up to the vent and nothing's coming out. I said, ooh, ooh wee, what's up with that? So I walk outside and I hear the compressor going, but the air handler is not working. And I said, okay, so how do I fix this? So I walked in and it's set on auto. You know, the fan comes on when the thing, I turn the fan on by itself. And ever so once in a while, the compressor out there would kick on and a little bit of cool air would come in, but not much. So at this stage of the game, I said, it's time to bring in a professional. Well, I'm not going to mention the name of the company. It's a company I've done business with for years. As a matter of fact, they put in a rather expensive system for me at my last house. But I called this company up and I said, can you send someone? My house is hot. And they said, yeah, we'll do that. It's going to be a little bit later in the day, but we're going to get somebody there. I said, okay, good. I said, I got to go anyway. I'll be back here after 2, blah, blah, blah. So I get back after 2 o'clock. It is 88 degrees in my house. Soon after, here shows up the guy. Around 3 o'clock, guy shows up. And he walks in. He said, I got to look at the thermostat. I said, there's the thermostat. He says, okay, how do I get to the air handler? I said, through the garage. Got the door open for you. Just go right. I even got a ladder set up for you. He goes, okay, good. Went outside to the unit outside. Comes back in. And he goes, it's a capacitor. I said, oh. He said, I'll put a new capacitor in. I said, okay. So he slaps in a new capacitor, comes in, and all of a sudden the house starts getting cooler. And so he comes in, hands me the bill. I have the bill right here. Let me grab the bill. Right here in my formerly chlordane-stained hands, I have the bill. And the bill is for diagnostic is $95, and for the part itself, that is the capacitor, $92.30, giving us a grand total of $187.30. I paid the man via a credit card, right there, boom, and he's going outside. Well, you know, he's outside, and I'm like sticking my head up there, and the cool air isn't coming out anymore. I'm a little bit concerned. Next thing I know, he's not out in his truck. He's out of his truck. He's on the side of the house. I said, what's going on? Soon enough, he comes around. He goes, I'm sorry. He says, you know, put in a new capacitor, but the compressor stopped working. I said, oh. He says, I think you're going to need a new compressor. I said, how much is a new compressor? He goes, I'll find out. Next thing I know, he comes in. He goes, total bill is going to be $3,085 or $3,000. What is it? It's written down here someplace. Let me find it. It's going to be $3,057 to put that in. I don't know why, but immediately I said, you know what? I'm going to price this out. He goes, okay, you go ahead and price that out. I said, he says, we can't put it in until tomorrow anyway. I said, well, I'm not saying yes yet. I'm going to price this thing out. So immediately, I get on the Fenortner, and I start calling around. I'm going on the internet, and I'm calling around. And I'm talking to different people, and I'm doing research and doing all this stuff. And all of a sudden, people are saying, if you got to replace the compressor, it's cheaper to replace the whole unit. Now, I have a little house. I have a 2-ton unit. I did a little searching around, and I found a company that put in a whole new unit. That's, you know, the outside unit, the inside unit, everything, tax tag, title delivered, $2,550. I said, oh. And so then I called a friend of mine who says, oh, my daughter's got an air conditioning guy who's real good and very honest. So the daughter texted me the phone number of this guy. So I call the guy. By now, it's like 6 o'clock at night. And I left a message on his phone. Well, he called me back at 8:30. He said, I just got back into town. I said, how much for a new compressor? And I told him what the unit was. I read all the things off to him. He said, I can put one in for $1,350. I said, okay. He said, I can't do it tomorrow. I said, it's like 84 degrees in the house right now. He goes, I can't do it tomorrow. He says, but I'll come by tomorrow morning at 7:30 and look at it. I said, okay, that's good. I figured, okay, that's better than nothing. So I had the most miserable night. You know, I 95 degrees outside. It's stinking hot. I got to have AC. He shows up the next morning at 7:30 on the dot. He goes right to the side of the house. He's out there for just a few minutes. All of a sudden, I feel cool air coming into my house. I said, holy cow, what has happened? And I mean, I could just feel cool air just cascading out of the vents, coming down upon my large body. And I'm saying, ooh, that feels good. He comes wandering in, and he's got a capacitor in his hand. He said, you're going to want to take this capacitor back to the company that you had out here. I said, oh. He said, yeah. He says, you don't need a compressor. He said, you needed a capacitor, but they put in a capacitor that was twice the size of the capacitor that goes on this unit. And what it does is it sends out too much voltage and it overheats the compressor and shuts it down. And it stays shut down until it cools off, and then it'll pop on for a minute and then, you know, shut right off again. He said, I put the right capacitor in, and now everything's good. That's all you need. His bill, I have his bill around here too. Let me grab his bill. It, with a complete report about what happened, by the way, is $130. Period. $130. Paid him right away. So then I gathered up. I hung around a little bit because I want to make sure the house is still going to be cooling, and it was just cooling off. Absolutely wonderful. So then I loaded up my capacitor. And I went to the other place. They're not far from here. They're just actually around the corner. And I wandered in there, and I said, I need a refund. And they go, what? And I told them what happened. I showed them the report from the other guy, handed him the capacitor. I said, now my house is nice and cool. I said, your guy came in and put a capacitor in. It was twice the size that it's supposed to be, and blah, blah, blah. Well, immediately she says, I'm going to give you your money back right now. So she takes my credit card. She credits it all back instantly, just like that. Boom, goes to dynamite. I'm good. And I said, okay. And then I'm happy. I said, okay. Well, they made good on it. Off I go. And then about an hour later, I get a phone call from the guy that owns that company. And he calls up to apologize for what happened. I mean, the owner of the company calls up to apologize for what happened. And I said, you know, these people are nice. That was very nice of them to do that. You know, that was nice. I feel good about that. Well, then I'm talking to my buddy who says, you know what happened? I said, what happened? He says, they put in the wrong capacitor so you had spent $3,500 and you caught them. So that's why they're being all apologetic. I said, what? He goes, it's an old trick. He says, his next door neighbor used to work for an air conditioning company, and that's what they did all the time. Sticking in an oversized capacitor shuts down the compressor usually after about 20 or 30 minutes, and then they come out and look at it again, and they charge you for a new compressor. He says, it's an old trick. And I said, but no, I said, they gave me my money back like right away. And then I said, the owner of the company even called to apologize. He said, he called to apologize because he knew that, you know, you're a public figure and you could, you know, make some noise about this. I don't, you know, I'm sitting here and I do not know. I do not know if that is true or not. But it kind of makes sense in one sense because they said I needed a new compressor. There was no second opinion from the company. I needed a new compressor. And that was going to be $3,050. They just like that, that's what they said. Even though other companies, and a couple of other companies, said they could replace the whole unit for less than $3,000. They wanted $3,000 to put in just a new compressor. And that wasn't the problem at all. So I don't know. It's buyer beware.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
Away. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. I am the geek. Yeah, that's me. And I have a solution. I have an answer and a solution. Somebody tell me, how does it get any better than that? An answer and a solution. That's all we want in life, answers and solutions. You know, that's all we seek, isn't it? Do we seek happiness or do we seek wisdom? That's a good thing. I think if you have wisdom, you have happiness, or you have a better chance. Am I getting philosophical? Of having happiness. Anyway, I think I can help this person. I really think I can help this person. Sounds to me like you got a mole in the ground, is what it sounds like to me. And there are a couple of solutions. First of all, you must ask another question. Yes, the solution to many problems is to ask more questions. And the quality of your questions determine the quality of your answers. Man, I'm getting all Tony Robbins up on you now, aren't I? I swear, this is just happening. Right here in my own studio. I'm getting all Tony. By the way, I almost bought a new microphone. I saw this microphone made by a company called Rode. And I've been reading reviews on it. Ah, man. I'm sitting here thinking, you know, something held me back. I don't know what it was. Something held me back. But anyway, let's get back to this person. I like the microphone I've got now, but that one just, I don't know, just made me tingle. Anyway, getting back to this, let me focus. The answer is, it is probably a ground mole. The solution, well, again, we must ask more questions. And the question that we ask is, why do you have a ground mole? You have a ground mole because there are things in your soil that the ground mole likes to come and eat. It could be white grubs. It could be mole crickets. But there's something down there that the mole is enjoying, that he is feasting on. So let us take this in steps, shall we? The first and most important thing that you want to do is make your lawn and garden a place where moles do not wish to exist. And the best way to do that is to take away the big screen TVs and their food source. So if you have a big screen TV in your lawn, get rid of it. Take it in the house. If you have food down there that they are eating, eliminate it. The food that they are eating would be other insects or grubs. So let's eliminate them. So the first thing I would do is I would put a granular insecticide down at about nightfall. You got your choice on granular insecticides. You can use one of the Bayer lawn granules, which I believe is a product called imidacloprid, and you can water that down and put it in there. There's another one out there, or lots of other granules out there, that have a product called bifenthrin in it. Look for bifenthrin in the active ingredient. A lot of brand names have that. I'd put that on and water it down. You might find another granule insecticide out there that's got an active ingredient called permethrin. You can put that down and water it in. Now, I suggest the granulars because they're easy to apply and get uniform application, and you watering it in. I am also suggesting that you do this in the evening, right as the sun is starting to go down. Why? Well, because we now know that ultraviolet light wreaks havoc on a lot of things, and insecticides are one of those. So if you do it just before dark and then you water it in, so the active ingredient of the insecticide is down into the soil, tomorrow when the sun comes back up, it will not have an adverse effect, and it will continue to do its job, killing whatever's in the soil that the moles are eating. Now, once you do this and you've eliminated their food sources, they're going to go to your neighbor's lawn and garden to eat their food. That's, you know, that's the way it is. Okay, so you do that. That is phase one. You get that done. Everything is done and everybody's happy, but you're still seeing them now and then in there. You know, you're still seeing them. It happened to us. Happened at my house when my kids were kind of young. My kids were like 6 and 8, you know, 6 through 9, somewhere in that area. So what did I do? I got all the kids. We went out in the evening. And we stomped down all the tunnels. This is what you do after you've done phase one. You get out there just before dark and you stomp down all the tunnels. Before that, by the way, you got to go to the hardware store and you got to get yourself a road flare at the hardware store, an ordinary road flare. It'll be kind of like fun, okay? Make sure that an adult is doing this part. But you go out in the evening and you stomp down all the tunnels. Then everybody's got to get up really early in the morning. I would suggest pancakes. Myself, I'm not going to go for the pancakes. I want eggs and a little bit of bacon. You know, I'm not as big a bacon eater as I used to be, but, you know, a little bit of bacon, some hash browns. Ah, perfect. Anyway, you have a nice breakfast, but you get up early, just about sunrise, like as close to sunrise as you can get out there. And you walk out in the yard. And you look for fresh tunnels. You know, you stomp down all the other tunnels, but you go out there, and this is what we did. And we found the fresh tunnels. And then, here's what I did. I got to light the flare, which was cool in itself. And then that flare just kind of shoots out. It's kind of scary. It just shoots out. You know, just, it's incredible. And then you take the flare, and you jam the flare down into the fresh tunnel, and you leave it in one area for about 5 to 10 seconds. Then you pick it out, and that flame's still just flying. And you go to another section, and you jam it down there 5 seconds. Then you take it out, you go to another section, and you jam it down there five. Pretty soon, like within like a minute, you're pretty much done. And the moles die. Right there in the tunnels, you have gassed them out, and they're gone, and they're not coming back because they're dead. All right. And by the way, then they biodegrade into an organic form of nitrogen in the soil underneath your yard or garden, which is nice. So that is how I control moles in the garden. Phase one, eliminate their food. And usually they go away right after you've done that. They're over at your neighbor's house. But if that doesn't work, the road flare works. Now, I was at Ace Hardware not long ago, and I saw these little mole flares. They look like little tiny cigars, but they're little flares, same thing, but they're much smaller that you light and you jam down there. If you want to do that, that's fine. Myself, I just like the big road flare. You know, zapped it in there. Moles all died. Every time I have ever used this, it works 100% of the time. Every time one of my listeners use it, it has worked for them 100% of the time. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities. These strategies in simple to understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's hard to believe we're midway through August. You know what else is hard to believe? Fall is just around the corner. And you know what else it's hard to believe? It's cool up north where my son is in New York. They had like a high today of 83. Wow. It's soon going to be fall. And what does that mean? What does that mean? It means fall gardening. My absolutely favorite time of year for gardening is fall. I absolutely love doing stuff in the fall. I just really do. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff to do. Let's start thinking about this, shall we? One big thing, and we'll get into this more in a moment. Fall is for planting. Yeah, really important. Other important thing. Fall is for feeding. Yeah, fall fertilization, in my opinion, and I've been doing this since September of 1972. That's a long time. That makes me, by the way, very old. That makes me older than dirt. But in my opinion, fall fertilization is the most important fertilizer of the year. You need to fertilize your trees. You need to fertilize your shrubs. You need to fertilize your lawn. You need to fertilize all that stuff in the fall. It's vitally important that you do that. If you live in an urban, area where you've got yards and streets and all that, you've got to feed all these things. The natural nutrition is not going to cut it. Out in the woods, natural nutrition cuts it because they're out in the woods. But in our lawns and homes, we got to supplement. We've got to feed. So fall in September is going to be a really good time to put down a good fall fertilizer. And a really good fall fertilizer is going to depend upon the plant. For most shrubs, believe it or not, let me tell you what I like to put on shrubs. And, this has varied over the years, but this is what I like now, and it really seems to be working. I'm going to sneeze in a minute. I can feel one coming. I feel a sneeze coming. Will I do it on air, or will I push the little button? I will probably push the little button. But anyway, I definitely feel. Okay, sneeze officially averted. But anyway, for shrubs and trees of all kinds, I use fruit tree fertilizer. That's what I use. And why do I use fruit tree fertilizer? Because most good quality fruit tree fertilizers do not have a super high nitrogen. They're usually like something like, if not exactly like, a 4-6-8. 4 nitrogen, which that first number, which is real important for growth, which you want a little bit of flusher growth in the fall. Not a giant, but you want a little bit of a, on shrubs and trees, you want a little bit of a flush of growth. The 6 being the phosphorus, which is really going to help with that root development. Okay, it's a little bit higher phosphorus. And the 8 is the potassium that's going to build strength. And most high-quality fruit tree fertilizers have a secondary micronutrients added to them. Look for the statement of secondary minor elements. And most of them are going to have a good quality group of minor elements in there, the minerals and everything that plants absolutely need. So do we. So I always buy a good quality fruit tree fertilizer. And with that, I fertilize all my shrubs. I fertilize all my trees, everything. I don't do the lawn with that as a general rule, although I have done a lawn for that in the spring using that fertilizer. But that is what I use on my shrubs and my trees, and it seems to work out rather well. Now, for the lawn, I go with a moderately high nitrogen for the lawn. I want to give it that push. Now, most of the fertilizer that is manufactured today by many local laws require that half of the nitrogen be slow release. Used to be 25% slow release, and sometimes no slow release. And in the fall, I was big on, using a nitrogen that had no slow release qualities to it at all. I just wanted that flush of growth for the fall. So I would use like a 24-5-11 in the fall. And that's what I recommend for most of your thick, you know, grasses, your St. Augustines, you know, your zoysias, your Bermudas, your Kentucky bluegrasses. That's what I recommend is a higher nitrogen fertilizer that gives it that blast for fall. Now, they sell special fall fertilizers. Don't waste your money. It's just a marketing ploy is what it is. It is just a marketing ploy. But that's how I handle the fertilizer end of things. And I, you know, like I say, I have seen plants just come back in the spring so much better. And we did experiments on this where we didn't fertilize a group of plants in the fall. And then nearby, we fertilized a group of the same identical plants. And the plants that had that fall fertilizer came back much more vibrantly in the spring, much, much, much more vibrantly in the spring. And that's what I did when we were teaching. That is what I did. And the experiments were, you know, just spoke for themselves. Now, getting back to fall is for planting. Yeah, you want to be doing some landscaping. You want to be thinking about landscaping, thinking about, you know, plants that you want in your landscape next year. The fall is the best time to do it. And by the way, the fall is a good time to buy plants at your local nursery and garden center because they start lowering the prices of them in the fall. So I buy in the fall and I plant in the fall. And it be it shrubs, be you know, any type of ornamental, be it trees, all of those things I plant in the fall. And when I plant anything in the fall, I always, and man, I am not financially tied to this company at all, but I always use a root stimulator. The one I use is Super Thrive. It's just the best. And, you know, they don't spend any money with me. I got a case of it once, many, many years ago. They sent me a case of Super Thrive, and I wound up giving it all away except for one bottle, which I kept. And it literally took me 10 years to use up that bottle of Super Thrive. And I've been buying it ever since. I buy it from a place called the Pest Control General Store up in Holiday, Florida. They carry it, so I drive up there and buy it from them. And I buy the little bottles. But whenever I transplant, I always use Super Thrive, one capful in a gallon of water, and I put it in a little pump-up sprayer, and I spray the hole really well, and then I spray the root ball of the plant that I'm doing really well. And when I do that, I'm going to tell you, you talk about making a difference. Again, when I was teaching, we tested Super Thrive. We tested it, and the plants that we use Super Thrive on compared to the plants that we didn't, a mild difference. I mean, just giant difference. So I have a friend who transplanted the largest oak tree that had ever been transplanted in Clearwater, Florida. And his secret sauce for moving this tree, he moved it 80 feet. They were building this big building and they wanted to save the tree. So they moved it from the middle of the lot up to the front of the lot on Fort Harrison Avenue in Clearwater. And his secret sauce is he had a sprayer rigged with Super Thrive. And when they got that tree out of the ground using several cranes, he was underneath there spraying all of the roots with Super Thrive. And they sprayed the hole in the ground where they put that tree with Super Thrive. And I'm going to tell you, the tree lived. The tree's alive today. The guy that transplanted is not alive. He passed away, unfortunately. Marvelous arborist and a good friend. But I'm going to tell you, that tree is alive. And from doing that, he made national news by doing that. He got hired to go down to Miami to move another big tree. And that tree is alive because he did that super secret little trick. He used Super Thrive. And it worked. I've never failed in transplanting anything when I use Super Thrive. So never have I ever failed. So if you're, you know, transplanting some, by the way, fall is also an excellent time to transplant plants from one part of the yard to the other. The later in the fall, the better. I wouldn't start that in September. I would do that in October, depending upon where you live. I would do that in October. But September, start planting new plants. Just get to it. So now's the time to sit down and do your planning. Plan what you want. Start looking for plants and get ready, because it's time to take the shovel out and get busy, because fall is here and fall is for planting, and next year's landscape is just going to be absolutely terrific because of it. So we are now zooming in to cooler weather. Well, not here in Florida, but soon cooler weather for everybody. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
So I was in Tampa yesterday, and I drove by the Urban Oasis Farm, which is just this marvelous place that I've talked about before. And it appears as though they're closed for, like, good, for, you know, gone, out of business. What happened? Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek, and I hope you're having a terrific day. Urban Oasis Farm in Tampa was, and I hope still is, but all their signs were taken down. And they had their big camper that they had up for sale, and they had their pickup truck up for sale. And I look back at all of the hydroponic things, you know, the pots and everything that you could see from the road, which was quite extensive, and they all seemed to be empty. Now, I understand now is the time to be planting fall stuff, and usually this time of year, they're out there planting fall stuff. They're out there working big time, but everything seemed to be empty, and I'm just wondering what happened. They were in hydroponic farming is something, you know, that is going to be the wave of the future. It's been around for a long time, but hydroponic gardening is just going to be the absolute wave of the future. I have a friend named Fred who just semi-retired, moved into a mobile home, and he designed and built a hydroponic system for the side yard at his mobile home park where he lives. He's got a little side yard that he's allowed to garden in, not a lot of space. He took 5-gallon buckets and connected them with tubing and everything, and is using coconut fiber as the growing medium, and he's got all kinds of fall, you know, vegetables going in there and planting. He's got just all kinds of plants going. But the system he built, I asked him, I haven't seen it in person. I've just seen it on Facebook, and I asked him how much he's got wrapped up into it, and he said he was able to get the 5-gallon buckets for free from a restaurant. So that was the big thing. And then he said he spent about $35 at Home Depot getting PVC and tubing, and probably another $25 on other things. And he's got this system that looks really, really good. Now, he had a small system before that, and he was growing cucumbers like you wouldn't believe. And he was growing lots of plants and doing a very, very, very good job. And he says that his goal is to, you know, his absolute goal is to produce enough food out of that system to feed himself, you know, all of his veggies. He will, of course, go buy his meats, but he hopes to produce enough for him and his girlfriend to live off of. It's a pretty aggressive thing. I remember the very first time I came into contact with hydroponics was in 1969. A funeral director, the local funeral director, was a friend of mine. I knew him as a teenager. I knew him. And he showed me his hydroponic tomato growing system that he built out of a 5-gallon bucket and everything in his backyard. You know, he was a big guy in the community. Everybody knew him. And he was just so proud of this thing. And the tomatoes he grew had zilcho taste. Now, I don't eat tomatoes, but everybody that ate his tomatoes said they had zilcho taste. And he gave up on it. Well, it was years later when I got into this industry and into this business that I was able to tell him why his tomatoes had no taste. And he goes, "What is it?" I said, "With hydroponics, you have to be 100% in charge of 100% of the nutritional needs of the plant. So in other words, you've got to put down the right plant foods in order to make sure that your tomatoes are good." Now, I have hydroponically grown tomatoes myself that I used to. I don't do it anymore because my daughter doesn't live in town. But my daughter is a connoisseur of tomatoes. And she's, "Dad, you got to grow me tomatoes." So we set up a hydroponic system at the old house. And I used to grow her what she said were the best tomatoes in the world. But I paid attention to nutrition. I used soluble plant foods that I could buy, but then I added things to them. With tomatoes, like, you know, you add calcium to the tomatoes, calcium nitrate to the tomatoes, and you're going to get a thicker, tastier, meatier tomato. And that's what I used to do. And she used to just rave about the tomatoes. And I was growing more tomatoes than she could eat. And we were giving them away to people, and everybody raved about my tomatoes. I myself don't eat tomatoes. I eat tomatoes in tomato sauce. The last time I ate a tomato was in the summer of 1957. I was 6 years old. And I ate a sliced tomato then because I was forced to eat a sliced tomato by my late Uncle Dick. I had gone to spend a week with them in the summer, and it was my second day there. And we all sat down for dinner, and he had sliced tomatoes, and he passed the tomatoes to me. And I said, "No, thank you. I don't like tomatoes." He then put like 5 slices of tomatoes on my plate. And he said, "See that clock right there?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "When that hand gets up there, if you haven't eaten those tomatoes, I'm getting out the belt." And he was serious. So when I had like 25 seconds left and he's taking his belt off, I downed those tomatoes. I did. I swallowed those tomatoes down and I ate every single one of them. At which point I made a vow. By the way, the other thing that I did is back in those days, in order to make a long-distance call, you had to use the operator, and I had heard my Uncle George make long-distance phone calls before, and it was a long-distance phone call from his house to my parents' house, and I made a long-distance phone call properly while nobody was looking and called home and begged them to come get me, which they did, by the way. But I made a vow that day that never again would a tomato pass my lips. And I held true to it until about 2 years ago. And I eat tomato sauce, you know, spaghetti, pizza, but a regular tomato had not passed my lips until about 2 years ago when one of my dear friends, John Palmer Claridge, who's a gourmet chef, made a meal for us. And I promised to eat everything. And he had these little tiny sweet tomatoes. And I ate one to be polite. One bad. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I am.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.